This is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
I called home right before this program started to tell my wife that my children are not allowed to listen to the program today. I don't want them to hear what we're going to be talking about today, because we're talking about a movie that's really got me riled up. And I'm not the kind of person who rails against Hollywood. I'm really not. But in this case, I think that there's an opportunity for those of us who know Christ and for others who are concerned about children to say, hey, let's think about this some more. And I'm talking about the movie Orphan. We're talking today about why is it that children, and particularly children who have been adopted, seem to be a horror story to some in American culture. I mean, there's a reason why this film, Orphan, which is about a little girl who has been adopted out of an orphanage, and I, of course, haven't seen the film. I've only seen the trailer and the articles about it, but apparently this girl who seems very strange and very odd and very isolated, she turns out to be, well, a monster. She's terrorizing the parents who have adopted her, and the entire storyline is, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you adopt a child or when you're a foster parent to a child. There's a creepy narrative to it. And, you know, I think that the reason that these filmmakers got together and said, let's make this movie. I mean, people don't simply make a movie to make a statement. People get together and storyboard it, and they talk about it, and they want to do a movie that's going to resonate with people. I mean, you don't do a movie about scary rabbits. Well, I mean, Jimmy Carter apparently was attacked by a killer rabbit one time back in the 70s, but other than that, it's very unusual that things that seem non-threatening are going to be horror movies. So you get together and you think, what can we do that's going to give people that chill? It's going to give people that sense of terror and that sense of being scared. That's what they're paying for. And apparently there is something in the American psyche, there's something in American culture that caused these filmmakers to spend millions of dollars to say, I'll tell you what'll scare you to death, an orphan girl. My question to you is, how can we as Christians take this opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, orphans aren't scary. Children aren't horror stories. There's another way to look at rescuing children and providing families to children and saying, you know, there isn't this predestination to weirdness for children who have been adopted, including older children who have been adopted. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I think this movie is going to hurt kids. And I think that the answer to this movie is not simply to rail against, can you believe Hollywood's doing this? I think instead it's listening to Hollywood and saying, okay, we understand the question that you're trying to pose, but we're going to give you a different answer. We've seen a different story. What have you seen? Maybe there are some of you who can say, you know, I have seen orphans become children in your household or in your community or in your neighborhood, and here's a different way of seeing it. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Why do you think that there are so many people out there who are scared of what kids who have been adopted are going to turn out to be? I think there are a lot of people who think that. I remember years ago when Maria and I were planning to adopt, and we had just started the process, but we hadn't really told anybody that we were going to do it. And we were talking to some friends, and one of them started talking about a family that he knew with a rebel child, this real prodigal child. And this guy said, well, yeah, but she was adopted. And, you know, that's how it turns out a lot of times. That was really kind of scary and demoralizing at the same time. But I found that that was an attitude out there all over the place. I think we need churches who are willing to say something else. Tell me how. 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What would you say to the makers of the movie The Orphan. When you're trying to explain what an orphan means to you, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and join me as we talk about the film Orphan. We're going to have a friend of mine, Jed Medefend, who is executive director of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, and he and the Christian Alliance have launched a campaign called Orphans Deserve Better, and we're going to be talking about that campaign in a few moments as well. But first, a couple of items in the news. If you have turned on the television, then you have seen the funeral for Michael Jackson, Martin Luther King III, others, members of Congress and others standing up and speaking. I can't believe it. I've only seen a few moments of it, but it's really kind of creepy. And I'm not one of these people making fun of Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson is a really, really tragic figure. And I don't think that this is the time for Christians to be making jokes about Michael Jackson or about Michael Jackson's life. I think it's a deeply, deeply tragic and sad figure and a sad life. But I think what is really disturbing is to see the fact that you have all of Los Angeles shut down virtually for this funeral, and you have the television screens filled with people who are speaking of Michael Jackson as though he were Mother Teresa. I think there's something here about the sadness and loneliness of our society in many ways, that we would take the opportunity to see Michael Jackson. As somebody said a little bit earlier on Twitter, I was noticing today, that it's almost as though if you die a tragic death, that makes you into a saint, by definition. Princess Diana, Michael Jackson, others, I mean, all the way back to James Dean. This is no new thing, but it's a tragic thing to see. United States Senate has a new senator. Al Franken was sworn into office today by Vice President Joe Biden. He says he is going to be Minnesota's second senator. He's not going to concentrate on being the Democrats' 60th senator. And as we mentioned yesterday on this program, Senator Franken seems really hard to say that, really odd to say that, as someone who watched Al Franken all through the 1980s and early 90s on Saturday Night Live. He says he's going to be a serious legislator in the United States Senate. Now, this is the guy who, you'll remember, got Al Gore to come onto Saturday Night Live and to look into a mirror as Franken was playing Stuart Smalley, the psychologist, and say, I don't have to be president. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me. So apparently he does have some persuasive abilities. We will see what he does as a senator. President Barack Obama says he is not necessarily going to join one particular church in Washington, D.C. Instead, he says he might visit a number of different churches. He might rotate back and forth among different churches so that he doesn't have to pick just one and so that he doesn't put security strains on any particular local congregation. And, you know, I'm not going to throw stones at that. I think that President Obama, I think anybody needs to, of course, follow after Christ and be baptized and be part of a local congregation. On the other hand, I do understand from President Obama's perspective why he's not wanting to place himself into one local church in Washington, D.C., because you think about the last time he visited a church, it shut the entire place down with security and everything else. Ronald Reagan had the same problem. Jimmy Carter had a similar problem as president. And I'm not sure what the answer is for President Obama. I'm more concerned about more and more Americans, although we don't have security details, who are kind of rotating back and forth from church to church to church. Today we're talking about the movie Orphan and about how we as Christians can provide a better picture to the culture of orphans. If you don't know about this movie, it's coming out here this month, and it's a horror film. It's a movie about a little girl who has been adopted, and the chilling end of the movie is that this little girl turns out to be a monstrous figure because, as it said in the original trailer, they changed it because they had so many complaints, but in the original trailer, they quote from the movie saying it's impossible to love an adopted child the way that you love your own. How would you respond to that? If you were talking to a little girl who has been adopted, who goes and sees this movie, what would you say to her as a follower of Jesus Christ? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk to my friend Jed Medefund with the Christian Alliance for Orphans, and he says orphans deserve better, and I agree. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
And he began to cry, I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mommy's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me. I'm nobody's child.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we are talking today about this summer's new horror movie. That's right, a horror movie about an orphan. The movie is called Orphan. And it's about a little girl who's been adopted who turns into a monstrous killer. And this is what the clip from Orphan, the trailer, has to say.
I think there's something wrong with Esther. We need to know what we're dealing with. Trouble does have a way of finding her.
It must be hard to love an adopted child as much as your own.
I'll tell you. That just tears me right at the core of who I am. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we're talking about this movie, Orphan. And what I want to know from you is not whether or not this movie is a good idea or a bad idea. I think it's obvious that this movie is a bad idea. And I think the idea of having a child as a figure of horror is something sad in American culture, but I'm not interested in denouncing American culture. I'm interested in asking, okay, what are we going to say as followers of Christ to teenage children who have been adopted who might see that movie? Or to parents who might be thinking about adopting who will say, wow, yeah, orphans can be really unpredictable and really scary. I'm not sure if we want to put our family through that. What would your counsel and advice be to people in that situation? What would you say to that teenage girl who's feeling as though she doesn't know if she fits in, and she sees this movie and she knows she was an orphan and that she was adopted by a family, and she sees herself as a horror story? What would you say to her as a follower of Jesus Christ? Give me a call at 877-893-8255. But first, I have on the line my friend Jed Medefund, who is the executive director of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, a group that I believe in very much. Spoke at their national summit, a meeting back in Irving, Texas, just a couple of months ago. And Jed, who is not only the executive director of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, but he has a long career of being in the public square. He was the head of the White House Office for Faith-Based and Community Initiatives in the Bush administration and special assistant to President George W. Bush. He's an author. He's written widely and spoken widely. And he is concerned about this movie, and he and the Christian Alliance for Orphans have started a campaign called Orphans Deserve Better. You can go to their website, orphansdeservebetter.org, or you can go to my website at russellmoore.com, and there's a link right there to take you to more information about the Orphans Deserve Better campaign. Jed, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. It's great to be on the show with you.
Good to have you with us today. Hey, when you first saw this movie or first saw the trailers from this movie, what did you think?
Oh, you know, deeply troubling. Just like you expressed earlier, just a deep sadness at the way that first of all, you imagine kids who are growing up without parents.
Mm-hmm.
They already have the wind in their faces, in a sense, and face great challenges. And this just doesn't help them to be lumped in with all the horror figures of Hollywood lore. I think that's very unhelpful. But like you also expressed, it hurts them in another way, and that's, I think, just fanning natural fears that parents have about bringing an orphan into their home, whether through adoption or foster care or otherwise, and so it can rob these kids of the one thing that they most need in the world, which is a loving family.
Absolutely. Now, Jed, there are a lot of people listening to this program right now who might say, yeah, this horror movie is out of bounds, but isn't it true that when you adopt a child, you really have more likelihood of having a child who's going to wind up an alcoholic or a prodigal or a runaway or with some type of serious psychological difficulty? What would you say to that family?
Well, I'd say two things. First of all, I think it is important that those who care deeply about orphans acknowledge that, loving orphans can be challenging. They've often been through a lot. They come with great needs, and so, like anything worth doing, loving orphans can require sacrifice. So we want to say that up front.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, statistically, if you look at the research, kids who are adopted do very, very well. In most cases, as well, and in some cases, actually better than their peers. Study after study shows that kids who have been adopted succeed in school. They are emotionally well adjusted. They feel as connected to their family as their non-adopted siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think we need to acknowledge the great challenges there and the particular situations where some people just really do face great difficulty. But at the same time, say, A, it's worth the challenge, and B, in most cases, actually, it turns out as well or even better a lot of times than more traditional situations.
Now, Jed, with this movie, the way that the Christian Alliance for Orphans is responding to this and other groups is not kind of your typical Christian way, let's denounce it and call for a boycott. You're asking for something different. What is it?
That's right. That's right. We want to raise a voice to challenge the messages of the movie, and so that's important. We feel like if these messages and the emotional impact of the movie goes out uncontested into the American bloodstream, in a sense, that would be unhelpful. And so we do want to challenge that and question the things that are coming through the movie. But far more importantly, we want to raise a banner for the needs of orphans and the real joy found in loving them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, frankly, I believe that most of us need orphans, perhaps even more than they need us. The church needs orphans, because it draws us to the heart of Christ when we extend ourselves beyond just selfish lives, beyond self-centered religion, and truly live out the mandate of Christ to look after kids who have no one else in the world.
Exactly. I agree with you 100% about that. It's not just a matter of rescuing children. It's a matter of seeing the gospel and of living out the gospel and of benefiting ourselves and our churches with what the gospel is all about.
That's well said. I do not think there's any more powerful apologetic for the gospel than when God's people are reflecting his heart for, particularly for orphans. I think there's a lot of great ways, to do it and a lot of things that he calls different people towards, but for me, in the Christian Alliance for Orphans, I just see particular beauty and I see the gospel lived out in such wonderful ways when believers are saying, I'm gonna adopt, or I'm gonna be a foster parent, or I'm gonna mentor a kid whose parents are incarcerated, or have died. It's really beautiful.
Jed, I want to ask you one more question, if you can hang on for just a minute. But in the meantime,
absolutely,
I want to ask our listeners, what would you say to a teenager, college student, maybe an 8-year-old child like my son's, who passed by that poster in the movie theater? My son saw that poster for Orphan, asked me what the movie was about. They thought it was about my book, Adopted for Life. And I just let them think it for a few minutes because they're never going to see the movie. But how would you explain to a child, okay, you're wanted. This is how we see you as an orphan. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program.
listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we are talking today about a program that is PG-13 in the Moore house. The Moore boys are not allowed to listen to this program because I don't want them knowing about a movie that has been produced and will soon be in the local multiplex wherever you are, a horror movie called Orphan that really reinforces some really dangerous ideas about kids who need parents, who need to be adopted, who are right now in orphanages and group homes and foster care systems all over North America and around the world. When you think about this movie that has a young girl who is really monstrous and dangerous and weird and maladjusted, and you think about the fact that a group of screenwriters got together and storyboarded this whole idea and decided this would be terrifying to people, this would be scary to people. I want to know from you, why do you think adoption scares so many people? I think it does. I think there are a lot of people, including in our churches, who are afraid of orphans. They are afraid of orphans, and not only orphans who are being adopted into families, but also the kids in the neighborhood who don't have dads or who have absentee moms. They're afraid of those kids. How can we as Christians respond to these children with the love of Christ and have a different story than that of the horror movies in our multiplex down the street? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. But first, we have on the line my friend Jed Medefin with the Christian Alliance for Orphans, who is leading the Orphans Deserve Better campaign, orphansdeservebetter.org. Jed, I want to ask you, if you were talking to a teenage girl who has gone with her friends to see this movie Orphan, and she's been adopted, and she's wondering, what does this mean for me? What would you take from that movie in order to talk to this girl about her life?
That's a great question. You know, and it's there's no question, you know, if a young person like that walks away from a movie like this, it's not going to help their image of themselves. And I think, you know, as I've heard you say many times before, I think it always would need to be returned to first their adoption in Christ, first and foremost. That is their ultimate identity, and that's an identity that every believer shares, and it is the most beautiful and meaningful thing in the world. And that second, that they've been adopted, and so that means something very special as well. It's an earthly reflection of God's love for us, and they have been chosen by their adoptive parents and uniquely loved through that. Certainly there will be challenges, unique challenges for them over their life as a result of the tragedy that made them an orphan in the first place, whatever that is, that God has especially affirmed his love for them, both in his adoption of them directly as well as that secondary affirmation through their parents.
Very good. I agree with you on that completely, Jed. And I think that there are a lot of opportunities, perhaps, that are going to take place because of this movie or other things to have those kinds of conversations. And thank you very much, Jed Medefin, Christian Alliance for Orphans, leading the Orphans Deserve Better campaign. I am with you, Jed, completely on this, and I appreciate your being with us today on the program.
Tomorrow, it was a pleasure.
I want to hear from you. What do you think about why Americans seem to be afraid of orphans or afraid of children generally who are labeled damaged? I think there are a lot of churches that are nervous about orphans. Maybe not in theory, but when it really comes down to having children who are there in Sunday school, who have fetal alcohol syndrome, or who have been abused, or who have been abandoned, or who have been part of sex trafficking networks, are our churches ready to handle that? Do we have a message for children who are being told that they're not wanted? Is there something different that our churches are saying? Maybe you've seen churches do it well. I've seen churches do it well. How can we do that? How can we welcome and embrace children when we've got a culture that is so ambivalent toward children that don't seem to be perfect from the very beginning, that they can even be featured in a horror movie about orphans? How can we as churches give a different story? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I've got John on the line here in just a minute, calling from Martinsburg, Pennsylvania, who says he's got a different story about orphans. I want to hear from you. 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
The Superior Gold Group, a precious metals firm, is proud to sponsor the Albert Mohler Program. You can get more information about buying gold at 866-432-8656.
I am an orphan on God's island, but I share my love if you go.
Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about adoption in American popular culture. There's a new movie out there coming soon called Orphan. I don't watch horror movies unless they're in black and white. I'll watch an old black and white Dracula or Frankenstein every once in a while, but I haven't seen any other kind of horror movie in a long, long time, and I wouldn't have seen this one regardless of what the content were about, but it really bothers me for kids who need parents that we've got one more caricatured, stereotyped picture of orphans in American popular culture. And I want to ask you, what's behind that? Why do you think there is such a fear of kids who have been abandoned in American culture? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have John on the line who is listening on WTLR in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you, Dr. Moore, for taking my call. And thank you for having such a deserving topic for the day.
Oh,
I just wanted to call and witness how my wife and I have been blessed with six wonderful children. The youngest three we have adopted, and they've not only been a blessing to my immediate family, but to my entire family and the church family. And for anyone to say that they're not loved as much as the other children, it's so untrue.
John, did you face a lot of people who wondered whether or not you were making a mistake by adopting your kids, but whether or not there'd be a risk involved there?
Yeah, there were a few. But, you know, being raised in an environment that I was raised in, a Christian family, we had so much support.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Now, how do you explain adoption to your kids?
We explain, you know, as far as, you know, we're not their biological parents, but, you know, we love them just as much. They are our children.
Mm-hmm.
And explain the circumstances why they are our children now. And they accept it, and there's no doubt in their mind that we're mom and dad.
All right. Thanks so much, John. John says that orphans, ex-orphans, that is, children who have been adopted into his family, have been a blessing for him and his family and for the entire immediate family. And I think that John would probably testify, if I asked him to, a blessing to his church family, if he's, I'm assuming, a believer, a member of a congregation, and to his community. And I think that is typically the story. I think one of the things it is important to pick up on that Jed Medithan mentioned a few moments ago is that what we are not saying is that adoption or orphan care is easy. Of course, you are going to have children who have had very, very difficult situations. Children who have been, for instance, addicted to cocaine from within the womb, or children who are dying with AIDS, or children who have developmental delays. Of course, there are going to be situations like that. No one said that parenting of any kind was easy, and that caring for children in any venue is easy. What we're saying is, that the burden is a joy. And frankly, if we have the idea that seems to be more and more prevalent out there in American society, and I'm not just talking about with adoption, I'm talking about with children in general, that you need to somehow avoid the risk that comes with a child. And all I can say is, if you want a risk-free child, not only should you not adopt, you should not get married and have children at all, in any way, because people bring risk. Children bring risk. Children are persons, and there is always the possibility of a child hurting you, of becoming a prodigal, of getting sick, of any number of things. It's worth it to love. It is worth it to parent. And there are children all over the world right now who are needing parents. I'm afraid that images that come through American popular culture are hurting that. Do you think so? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How do you counter the picture of adoption and orphans that you so often see on American television or movies? And I think it's not just this kind of horror film picture with the orphan movie coming out here in a few weeks. I think it's also in some of the pictures of adoption that we saw in situation comedies, for instance, of the 1980s. Do you remember that whole stream of sitcoms that came out in the 80s and early 90s of cute, little, cuddly children who had been adopted? And you had this really idyllic kind of a picture of adoption. Even before that, I mean, think about the Brady Bunch. You've got a family that's coming together of a new mom, a new dad, and suddenly, here's the story, how they all became a family. Now they're the Brady Bunch, and everything is just moving right along. You don't ever hear Marcia screaming out, "You're not my real dad." But that's what happens in real families. You have difficult times. And sometimes adoption, sometimes biological birth, means that you're going to have difficult hardships. I really think that that is what's at the root of this movie. There's an interesting article about this movie, Orphan, in Slate magazine, in the online edition, that asks the question, why are we so fascinated with horror movies about homicidal children? And this reviewer says, really, the movie Orphan is not so much about adoption as it's about kids. All the way back to the Chucky movies, if you'll remember that whole horrific genre of a few years ago, of a little child with a butcher knife. The idea that children can be horrifying because there's something in us scared of kids. There's something in American culture that sees the threat. I think it's a threat to personal, individual satisfaction and freedom that comes with children. That means that Hollywood can tap into that fear and exploit that fear. I just think that the church needs to provide a different way of thinking about and looking at children, not just among our own people, but to the communities around us. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. How can we give a different picture of children to a world that seems scared of them? 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. And we're talking today about a movie that I haven't seen, I'm not going to see, but it's really sad. The movie Orphan, which is a horror film about a little girl who is seen to be monstrous because she was abandoned as a child and was adopted by a family. And I think this movie really taps into some very real fears out there in American culture about children and about children who don't meet what American popular culture deems to be perfection. I just had a message come in on Twitter from somebody who talks about when he was adopting his daughter, that the birth mother in the hospital was confronted by the cleaning lady of the hospital who condemned her for giving away, in quotes, her baby. And this dad says, I just don't understand that. I can understand somebody who doesn't want to adopt. I just can't understand somebody who would be hostile to the idea of adoption, especially when this birth mom very easily could have aborted that child or not gone through the steps to find a loving family for her child. Why can't we honor that? And why can't we honor and respect children who are made in the image of God and who deserve to be loved? You know, I don't think this movie, Orphan, is going to be the summer blockbuster. If I thought it were going to be the next Jaws, you remember, that caused people not to want to swim for about 20 years after it came out, I would be a little more concerned than I am right now. I'm not concerned about the movie. I'm concerned about why the marketers of the movie think this will scare people, that it'll tap into something with people. And I think the answer is not for us to stand up and say, can you believe what Hollywood is doing again? I can't believe that Hollywood would do this to us. Problem's not Hollywood. Hollywood's made up of mostly lost people. There are some Christians there, but a lot of lost people who don't understand and know the gospel, and they're going to come through with some anti-gospel ideas. I think instead the answer is not another boycott. It's not another series of denunciations. It's instead Christian churches that are willing to stand up and say, hey, we love kids, and we love kids who've been through a rough time, and we love kids who used to be orphans, and we're willing to find more and more orphans and make them beloved children, just like we were made children by God our Father. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the things that matter.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.